the affordability and the availability of these technologies are at the point where we're now deploying. 3 years ago, if you would have told me that Tampa Electric would invest $900 million over a 3.5-year period to put in 600 megawatts of solar, I would have said, no way. We're doing it. We work with the Public Service Commission. We have the ability to recover costs. We made it, did it in a way that we're minimizing the impact to our customers. And are we getting cleaner and greener? Absolutely. And by a fate of the Trump administration, and that's all I'll say, but the tax reform that was implemented, we have put 400 megawatts of solar and displaced significant natural gas and coal, and your rates went down. And right, so it's a combination of the cost components associated with burning fossil plant going down, tax reform helping to go that make that go down, offsetting, more than offsetting, the cost of the capital cost, these to put the 400 megawatts of solar. I will tell you, if we were not doing the Big Bend modernization project, we could not add more solar to our system. There's a point where you start bumping up into operating constraints and we can no longer maintain the grid stability or reliability of an asset that is inadvertent.